know.
Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Lynn Blystone, CEO and chairman of Tri-Valley Corporation. And the company trades on the New York Stock Exchange Amex. Ticker symbol is TIV. And the company is an oil, gas, and mineral exploration and production company. Thanks for joining us today there, Lynn.
Glad to be here, Juan.
Great. Now,
in Bakersfield, you know, in California, it's a beautiful day today.
Well, wish we could say the same here about New York today. But wanted to start off by discussing the you know, the some of the recent spikes in volume. What do you credit the you know, the recent you know, spike in share price to?
I think it's the market becoming aware again of what we're really dealing with in our company after somewhat of a hiatus, you know, in the general market overall. But we're very encouraged by the attention that we're getting, and which we think is more than justified. But we have two primary projects underway. One is in the oil and gas sector, and the other is in the gold sector. And both of these are enjoying a good support at the present time. But on the oil side of things, we're operating in the Oxnard oil field in California. It's about 5 miles from the coast and down the road from Santa Barbara. And the Oxnard field's been around since the 1930s, and one of the most prominent formations is the Vaca tar sand, just like the Canadian Athabasca tar sand, only it's about 8 or 9 times thicker. And heretofore, despite having all the big boys in there one time or another, has never been able to be commercially exploited until Tri-Valley got a hold of it and started applying new technology to the situation. And this is now becoming apparent to a number of people that see the upside leverage that it represents for our shareholders. We're doing right now steaming operations and looking at some other technology as well. But these wells have the capability, ultimately, of flowing at very high rates in the 500 to 700 barrel a day rate for perhaps close to a decade before decline sets in. So we're just now finishing the first round of infrastructure and getting those wells on production, and it's going to be a very meaningful leverage for the company in the oil and gas side. And, you know, just to put it in context, most people don't realize that the state of California is the third largest user of oil in the world after the U.S. and China. And we're right smack in the middle of that market. State imports about nearly 60% of its oil needs. And as the population continues to swell, that demand continues to go up. So we're in a very safe premium market with lots of infrastructure, and it's a whole different area of operations than some of the more hostile areas that many other companies have to deal with.
Right, makes sense. And so in terms of gold, can you give us an update on Shorty Creek?
Shorty Creek is a property that we've had for 4 or 5 years, and frankly, we put it on the back burner when we got focused on developing the oil property in Oxnard.
Uh-huh.
And recently our mineral subsidiary president, Jim Bush, obtained a set of maps that had been in the archives for about 25 years on data that was generated by the State of Alaska Department of Geology and Geophysics. And lo and behold, the indications were that a land block that we control actually has the bulk of a major trend now being proved up by another company called International Tower Hill. And they've identified about 7.5 million ounces so far and think there's going to be 10 or million more. So it's a major gold play, and we took a look at our map. We're right adjacent to their property, and the trend continues right on into our property, by far the largest part of the trend. And we made some press releases, which didn't get anybody's attention, but last week we were presenting the maps and other information both in Vancouver British Columbia, and then at the Rodman Renshaw conference there in New York.
Yeah.
And we made our presentation after the bell closed on Thursday, and Friday when the market opened, the stock went crazy and hit a record day for trading for Tri-Valley anyway, over 6 million shares. And the stock that had been down in the doldrums in 89 cents the week before closed at about $3.10. So we were happy to be on the way back up again. A lot of profit taking going on now, but we think that Tri-Valley is definitely on an upward path now because we have these two major projects which are both nearing a monetization phase. We have lots of term sheets in from investment banks that want to back our play on the finance side. We have lots of confidentiality agreements signed by mining companies that want to see the rest of the data for the gold play, and it's been an extremely active week here so far.
Well, great, and you also recently filed the 10K. What were some of the highlights of the your recently filed 10K?
Well, actually, our 10K that we filed, interestingly enough, contained a going concern item from the auditors, because they looked at all these big projects and they didn't see the financial wherewithal to go forward on them. But we have obviously moved to solve that situation, and so we think that'll be removed. But we've invested forward on these projects now for a few years. In other words, we were building the infrastructure and so forth while still awaiting revenue from actual production, and now that's starting to turn the other way. So it's an extremely favorable time, we think, for people to move into our stock, which we still think is way undervalued, but it has uncommon leverage attached to it from these properties that we can put on production and monetize.
Certainly, and so in terms of some of the market trends, talk about some of the trends and how well-positioned Tri-Valley is to capitalize on them.
Well, the oil price is going to continue to fluctuate. You know, if you try to live your life on the spot in either the oil or gold areas, you're going to be a frantic person. But the overall trend for oil is up. We don't see anything that will satisfy the long-term demand the population has for energy, and most of that being supplied by hydrocarbons. So we look for very long life reserves in the middle of markets where we don't have to fight with currency embargoes and terrorism and strange diseases and things like that. And of course, California is a very good area for that. We now have a number of people approaching us to consider other projects overseas, which we might do because our staff is made up of people with some of that experience. They've worked for major oil companies that have operations around the world. But for the time being, we think that being in California, which is premium market, is a good place to be, and we have a proprietary database of about 700 leads and prospects for exploration. This is a place statistically where the best place to look for a billion barrel oil field is within 12 miles of an existing billion barrel oil field. And just around Bakersfield here, there are four fields that have produced over a billion barrels and 22 that have produced over 100 million barrels, and they're all still producing. And then the Occidental just announced a big 250 million barrel discovery, and which is the first big one in about 35 years, and we have a lot of plays in that area, so we think the exploration is going to be back in a big way in a state that really needs the product. You know, just around Bakersfield, the daily production here is three times as much as the whole state of Oklahoma, or about 40% of the entire state of Texas. This is a big oil-producing area that most people don't even know about or think about. And the opportunities here for a company like ours are just tremendous, and we're excited to start getting some additional backing now to go after some of these things.
So what else besides, location and, strategic location, would you say, differentiates you from some of the other players in your sector?
We're probably by far the most active small company, and we don't really have any close-in competitors. The jump is from us to companies like Chevron and Occidental and
Right, the bigger players.
Yeah, the bigger players. So we're both on the exploration side and the production side. And we look for elephants that are going to make the difference in a big way for our shareholders on discovery success. So we're a good play in that way. And, of course, we have this gold activity in Alaska, which frankly we got into back in the 80s when we were trying to afford to stay in the oil and gas business in those days, and we just kept finding more and more evidence that we were onto something big. The Shorty Creek claim block is 39 square miles. It's a monster play, and we have another gold project that's 45 square miles that we've found physical gold at 60 locations along a 20-mile swath. It's a mammoth system. And these are the kind of things that the major gold companies will come to us and talk about joint venturing or taking them over at a premium from us, and especially with gold over $1,000 an ounce. And the big companies mining more than they're finding right now, so they need to replace those reserves. We think we're in an excellent position to add value to our shares.
Good. And in terms of the way that that your company works within the sector, Lynn, how important would you say that joint ventures and strategic alliances are as part of your business model?
I would say very important, Juan, because the projects we have are much bigger than what we can handle ourselves. For example, down in Oxnard, that's going to be a $400 to $500 million build out, and while we have a very broad base of high net worth investors, it's beyond what their capacity is, and we're going to be looking at some name brand oil company because it's a property that can serve as a core property for the biggest of companies. And in the past, everybody from Exxon, Shell, Arco, Texaco, they've all looked at these properties, but they did it at a time when oil prices were low. No one had ever drilled a horizontal well into the formation, and it was widely believed that it couldn't be done. We've now drilled 8 of the horizontal well bores, and it was assumed that even if you could drill a horizontal well, you wouldn't be able to effectively steam it all the way to the end. And we are doing that now, and they figured that even if you could steam it, you wouldn't be able to produce it because the sand, it's an unconsolidated formation, would fill up the well bore. We've been producing these wells now on tests for a year and a half, and we have no sand entry. So suddenly this mammoth 400 million barrel resource is now a commercial opportunity, and we've changed the paradigm. So strategic partners going to be in the mix on that, just like it is on the mining properties in Alaska. The development of those things take about $500 million, and that's not our job. Our job's to tie the technical blue ribbon around it and bring in the strategic partner and take a ride with them.
Definitely. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience as well as that of some of the key management for some of our listeners that are new to Tri-Valley Corp.
Well, this is my 28th year as being chief executive of the company. I recently turned over the presidency and chief operating officership to Maston Cunningham, who had 22 years with Occidental Petroleum, mostly overseas in Pakistan, Peru, Ecuador. He retired as early as the president and general manager of Oxy Ecuador, and he's an extremely experienced and capable oil person, and we've already started seeing benefits of having him aboard. We will have additional add-ons in other parts of our company. Our petroleum engineers have long experience throughout the country, and our geologists have long experiences. We have a lot of gray hair around here, but we are starting to provide for succession, and we're the kind of company at the stage where a lot of the younger people actually want to come to work for us because we're active and nimble, and they're not stifled by the bureaucracy of the major company. So it's going to work out very well.
Great. And so what specific goals and milestones does the management team hope to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Well, we'd like to get our tar sand production up to around 1,500 barrels, maybe even 2,000 barrels a day capability by the time of year end here. We want to have the Shorty Creek deal put together over the next couple of months and monetized, and that going down the road. We want to drill a what's called a SAGD well. It's a special type of recovery process for tar sands that they use in the Athabasca up in Canada, and we're going to apply that here to see if it gets the same kind of results. And we have a big oil play just up the road from Bakersfield, about 15,000 footer, but we're looking for as much as 1 billion barrels of oil. And
what's the name of that?
The company maker is called Oil King.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a formidable play. It's up dip from a belt of flowing in the old days and never put on production. So we think it's not a high risk wildcat, but it's, you know, at that depth, it's risky out here. And we have some other places. We've got a property with 29 wells permitted that we think will package up for year-end tax type of drilling, where the risk is low and the chance for recovery is high, but the write-offs are very good so far. And we don't know how much longer that'll last, but they're still intact for this year for high-net-worth individuals.
Good, and any M&A activity planned for this year, or are you going to concentrate more on...
Oh, it's interesting you would ask. We are looking very seriously at one. It's obvious that we think it would be a good fit and augment our ability to add production and so forth. We haven't disclosed just who, when, and where that is, but it's one that we're looking at seriously.
Well, you know, without disclosing anything, what do you consider a good fit? You know, what are some of the synergies that you look for, in companies that you acquire?
Well, we're quite comfortable with heavy oil recovery, which is actually gaining prominence, especially as the light conventional oil goes away. The refineries are increasingly interested in heavy oil to refine, and we know a lot about that. So that's one aspect of it. We like big targets that have the chance for quite a bit of leverage on the upside and a lot of exploration potential as well. And it's close by. We don't have to drive forever. We can get in the car and go to these fields. And, it's a much more convenient management opportunity that way. So that's the kind of parameters we look at.
Good. And just two more questions. First off, do you think that investors, since the recent news, but do you think that investors, overall understand the general direction and message of Tri-Valley Corp?
I think it's something we have to redo. And frankly, that's one reason we're talking here today, because we've been off the air, so to speak, during the meltdown, and everyone made sense of beating our head against the wall. But now that we have these things underway, it's time for the public to take a look at what we've got. And I think they'd be glad to see it and glad to participate.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Lynn Blystone, CEO and Chairman of Tri-Valley Corp., which trades on the New York Stock Exchange Amex. The ticker symbol is TIV and is currently trading at $220 a share. And so before we conclude, Lynn, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Tri-Valley as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, they should start with looking at our website, which is trivalleycorp.com, TRI-valleycorp.com, and they will see a range of projects that are all reaching commercial stage, and we think will add significant value to the shares. But primarily, we're operating in premium markets, California, which we know very well. This is our 46-year business. And Alaska on mining-friendly state land, so that we have the kind of projects that have very, very big upside and can make a real difference in the value of the stock in a hurry once the public becomes aware of it.
Well, great. And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as to report on your future progress. And it's always great to have you on, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today, Lynn.
Well, thank you, Juan, and thank you to the audience as well.